All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, as you know, you and I have both been on a Soulsborne revisiting kick.
Yeah, through the magic of mods, these games are new to me again.
I did just a replay of Bloodborne just for funsos.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't even modded.
No.
Like I'm a fucking idiot. Like, I already did it. can you flip on the microphone on the game computer?
Yes, I can. One second.
Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, one thing about Dark Souls is there are tons of items.
Lots of them, yeah.
So I'm going to flip through this guide of all three Dark Souls games through the item section. And I'm going to move my finger around in the air in like kind of a random way. You can tell me to stop and I'll point at one of the items and then we'll read it and hopefully it will suggest a game.
Okay. Yeah. No, I got this. All right.
Flip.
Okay.
And then, okay, my eyes are closed. I'm waggling my fingy.
And stop.
Oh, all right. Soul Vessel. All right. So this is from Dark Souls 2.
Yeah. It's your respec.
Yeah. Let's see here. It says just pick up one and you'll be on the road to respec.
Whoa. Computer is going crazy. What?
Oh.
What?
Oh.
Wait, Gary, did you know there was a Sopranos game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I didn't actually. I just knew because we did an episode on it.
Right. Or we played it. We played it right before this. We yeah, will have done.
Soon.
Yeah. No, every.
Every
one of these sketches is in the future perfect tense. We will have been doing this.
You know what I like about Future Perfect?
It's a Time Splitters game. A pretty good one.
No. Does that sound like something I'd like? No. I like that it sounds so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Future Perfect.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah, but it turns out it's some lame nerd shit.
It is some lame nerd shit for grammar idiots.
Yeah.
My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross. Hey.
And you're listening to... Hey.
Hey.
Is that the grammar idiot represent noise?
No. Hey. We're talking about the Sopranos.
Oh, that you're Italian. You're being an Italian.
Yes. Yes. An acceptable cultural target. Yeah.
We're not to that point yet, Cole.
Okay. All right.
Fuck, you've ruined my entire rhythm.
Okay.
This is After Suffering. You could be learning a new language.
Was that written in by the Duolingo owl?
No. The Duolingo owl can't get my dick out of his mouth long enough to say that. So I forgot to mention that I'm in a relationship with the Duolingo owl.
Yeah. To save you the indignity of just like reciting your own tweet, you talked about the Duolingo owl sucking your dick and thus engaging in Duolingus. There we go. Yeah. Although, yep. Because it's on Phallus, it would be more like a Duolatio.
Beak job. Yeah. I had to get a beak job from the big DL. I'm cruising for beak. I go down to the Audubon Society and cruise for beak.
Yeah. No. You should ask some people from England for tips on that, because they're always looking for fit birds.
Yeah, they're always looking for birds. We're looking for chicks.
Mm-hmm.
All across the world, you like to fuck a bird.
Yeah. No, fucking an ostrich is at least a free man job. Yeah.
Got to fuck birds.
Yeah. Allegedly.
allegedly. Italian Americans.
Yeah.
What are they up to?
If this video game is to be believed, they are on the road to respect. The Sopranos, yeah. That is. This is a licensed PS2 game based on one of the original prestige television shows. This is a patron demand from our friend and yours, Sean Franson, who says, honestly, I Googled, quote, worst PS2 games, and the screenshot of a digitized Gandolfini was enough to make me choose this one.
This is certainly not one of the worst PS2 games.
No.
Like, this is pretty boring, but I don't... They get way worse than this.
Yeah, like, this is janky. Like, the fighting system is really stiff. Like, you know...
Yeah.
I didn't really enjoy any of that. And like, I don't know, maybe the missions are pretty linear. Maybe the driving is really bad, but like, I don't know. But like, have you tried Crazy Frog Racing? The person who wrote that list.
It's like watching like a miniature episode of The Sopranos where you have to do like real shitty, you know, sub even Yakuza brawling every once in a while.
Right.
But it's just stories about Italian people swearing at each other.
Yeah.
Like most of this.
It's like, what if an episode of The Sopranos was dumber and included more obligatory non-skippable fights?
Yeah, just constantly beating people up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know The Sopranos very well. This takes place between seasons 5 and 6, apparently.
Apparently between a big shakeup and the power structure of the mobs.
Well, Big Pussy died.
Well, of course. And you're playing as Big Pussy's son.
Yeah, Little Pussy. And then you go to the river at that one point and the ghost of Big Pussy talks to you.
Does he?
And you didn't see the reflection of your dad
the
river?
I did not get far. I didn't see the pussy reflection.
You reflect a forest ghost of pussy like,
shows up?
Like Pee Wee Herman's shoes. You reflect pussy. And it's very funny. It's real good.
No. I spent too much time walking around the Bada Bing Club. Talking to
looking
people
at those tits, and, dude.
Oh yeah, no, to fully
something for Coley.
Fully realized PS2 Dorito titties.
Fully realized and fully audio.
Yeah.
Just like slapping some meat in there. Like.
Yeah. No, I was just talking to people because most of them had incidental dialogue that was kind of funny.
And yelly.
Uh-huh.
Like I this whole thing made me think a lot about being in the mob and how I don't want to do it.
Same. I don't like being yelled at even by people who like me.
Yeah. It's weird. Like some of these people like each other, but it's always like, you fucking asshole. Like, Jesus Christ, man. Calm down, mobsters. Like, you guys gotta chill out.
Yeah. No, I got to the start of the mission where you're going to the docks to
look at the reflection of pussy.
Well, to throw away the body of the guy that you killed in the toilet. But I did not get to the water.
Get very far into that mission
to see that murdered pussy.
Yeah, I got to the part where they start explaining the gun mechanic stuff, which is actually kind of interesting.
Yeah.
In a more open game, because it's like, yeah, it's a little bit like the Masquerade.
Oh, huh.
Like if you pull your gun in certain areas, you lose respect because it's like you're drawing attention to the mob.
Yeah, yeah.
So like there are certain situations where it would like, and this is from reading, I didn't get far enough to where this played out, but mm-hmm. certain situations in which it might be advantageous to draw your gun, but you don't want to because it will cause heat. And if you lose enough respect, you get whacked.
Yeah. Huh. So it's like a second health bar. It's like a... like the reputation.
It's like the Dragon Quarter timer. Like it's like just this thing that, yeah, it's like the Masquerade.
Yeah. Right. Or it's like the reputation meter in Pathologic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just comparing this to much better games is the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was disappointed. I'll just say this right here. First off, I was excited that the opening of the game was as talky as it was. Because like, oh, sure. This is kind of like an episode of the show. I too don't know Sopranos very much. I've seen like snippets of episodes. I lived in a house with a couple of people who just were always I was sauce boy. No, no, I lived in a house with a couple of people who really loved the show, and they were kind of always like doing a rewatch. So I would catch snippets, but I would, you know, never sat down to watch it. But like, I was like, oh, this is kind of interesting. Like, what if my first mission is to like go and complete the deli order for these guys and I have to get it right? Like what if I start that low on the totem pole and I'm doing like chicken shit stuff, but you know, to work my way up. I was kind of frustrated that I had to kill somebody in a bathroom and then go dispose of the body, because I really wanted to go and put everybody's order in.
Yeah, they never actually get to the fireworks factory.
Which is the deli.
That is like, yeah, the deli.
Yeah.
Which is sandwiches for Italian Americans.
Yeah, I made a note of everybody's order just in case.
It's pathetic.
It is. I'm not proud of what I am.
Yeah. at first you're just beating up on guys for like pinching strippers.
Yeah.
Like the horniness of this goes pretty quick. And I had seen, I've only seen the first season.
Okay.
Of The Sopranos. Like me and my ex-wife watched it like in like mid-2000s.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I wasn't super into it.
Yeah.
So I didn't keep up with it. But it wasn't nearly as like titty as this is. I think it's before Bada Bings was really introduced.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, maybe that's a late season development, or maybe my memory's not good.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just for a PS2 game, this like immediately, like you get a lap dance in like the first 3 minutes of this.
Mm-hmm. I also like that one of your first missions is to go upstairs and get the DJ to stop playing Girls, Girls, Girls by Motley Crue. Yeah.
Well, that's where the weird mobsterism came, where he's just like, yeah, fuck you. I play what I want. And then like I responded, I'm like, hey, my uncle said I could beat your fucking head in. Turn off the fucking song. And he's like, yeah, fuck you. Quit being an asshole. And I'm like, I'll fucking kill you. And then he does it. I'm like, Jesus Christ, guys. Like, what is going on? You have to stop.
Imagine if you were in the car. I will drive this car into the fucking embankment.
I will fucking kill everyone in this car and everyone in this town if you do not change the radio station. Excuse me? Like, I just really need the mob to calm down.
Yeah.
Like, mobsters.
You're ruining my uncle's fucking business.
It's you know... He's like, hey, I'm supposed to play whatever I want. I'm like, yeah, but there's new information.
Yeah.
You know, like you could just say like, no, actually I was told we'll both get in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to get in trouble, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's not get in trouble with the mob because we'll get shot and killed. Because that's,
I've shot people for less.
I just beat up a man and then I'm going to go kill somebody in a bathroom a little bit later. Like, we don't want to mess with this. Just change the song, dude. Also, how are you not sick of it?
Yeah.
You can't have that conversation. It has to be all like,
no,
machismo, you know, yo, fuck you, you asshole. Like, the last time somebody like really seriously called me an asshole, I didn't hang out with them anymore.
No.
It's not like I'm going to then like go hang out with them and be like, hey, buddy, you know, do you want to play Nintendo? Like, I think we're done at the point mm-hmm. you call me a big fucking asshole and like yell at me about Motley Crue.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's the end condition. Like there is no further we can go, my friend.
Yeah,
I call the friend
an asshole.
Yeah,
but you do it in a fun way. You're like,
fucking asshole. Come on, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be an asshole. You
bury your chin in your neck and you giggle a little.
asshole.
That's how you do it, and then you know that it's okay. But if you're just like, you fucking asshole, fuck you. I play what I want. I'm like. Sure. Okay. Like,
okay. I'm gonna avoid you right now. Yeah. No.
I'm gonna go buy sandwiches for my friends.
Yeah. No. I'll get you something, but it'll be wrong. Guess what? Yeah. You just invited yourself to a lifetime of passive aggression. Yeah, and I almost punctuated that by saying bitch.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm just like I'm in character. Like, no, I wouldn't say that. That's what this character I'm playing would say.
It is like after playing this, it was really hard not to like get that cadence in your head, which I wonder if that's a big part of the appeal of The Sopranos.
Uh-huh.
It's like walking around your apartment just yelling shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like a mobster.
Yeah. What I don't want is for somebody to call me an asshole in real life because they think I don't like this show or think it's bad. I just have never seen it. I have no opinion on The Sopranos generally. It just seemed like a lot of work to watch all of it.
They would be wrong if they're calling you an asshole for not liking the show.
Well, yes.
They're taking a little bit of it home, you know, if they're just like, yeah, asshole, you don't like Sopranos? Fucking asshole. Watch The Sopranos. I'm like, what is the power differential here?
I can watch what I want, sir.
Yeah, like what is the authority that you're yelling at me about this? Like, uh-huh. By what means am I an asshole for not liking this prestige television show about mobsters and therapy?
Yeah,
you know,
like I understand it's about the cost of power, both personal, internal, and external, and to your family. I understand it's about putting on a front for everybody else. Like it's a definitively American story. Like I get that, but have you paused to consider that maybe I need to watch Bob's Burgers all of the seasons for the 10th time now?
Yeah.
Have you considered that?
You know, or have you considered that I saw the Clinton campaign ad that parodied the last episode of this without having seen the last episode of this.
Mm.
So I had a really fun, surreal moment that you missed.
A Clinton campaign ad?
It's like her and Bill, and it's like the diner thing with Don't Stop Believing, where like
we don't know whether
she kills him at the end. Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know whether Hillary Clinton killed Bill Clinton afterwards.
Well, she did.
Yeah. Look out, Ghislaine Maxwell.
Ooh, did you see they're moving her from cell to cell?
I did.
Which made me think there's absolutely going to be a prison level in the next Hitman.
Oh, I hope so.
I mean, cool, like, that anyway. Might actually be pretty cool. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, that's a pretty fun level in that Dishonored expansion or whatever.
Yeah. That would be awesome. Yeah. You know? Sorry, the elusive target is Lane Maxwell. It's a little bit poor taste, guys.
A little bit. There's like lots of victims whose lives are ruined, guys. Maybe just back off of that one just a skosh for me, please.
Yeah. And real ones, unlike I'm bringing I have a lot of like disparate thoughts.
Yeah.
Bringing this abject suffering because, you know, life and stuff. But since we're talking about child trafficking,
dropping a marker here. Okay.
Have you heard about the QAnon thing where they call them mole children and the discourse around whether that's okay?
Yeah, no, I've definitely heard of that. No, that just like it's just like a thread, like, oh, that's why they're putting up the ten hospitals in Central Park and stuff. Like they're not taking COVID children. They're not taking COVID patients there. Like that's why no COVID patients went on the Mercy or whichever one was in the harbor. Yeah. No, that's for the mole children who have all been kept underground for their entire lives. You know, being assaulted and harvested for adrenochrome. That, you know, like this is the big rescue. COVID is getting everybody inside basically to hide all of the to hide all of this. And then somebody barges into a thread saying, hey, I know we're calling them mole children, but is that offensive?
That's so funny to me. I lost my mind. Yeah. Like I absolutely lost it. Like, is it woke to call like, is this what we should be doing? And then the debate about it, like, well, if you find it offensive, maybe it'll wake up the sleeping masses. It could be offensive on purpose. I'm like, man, you fucking pizza people.
Yeah.
What is going on, Q?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've been falling deep into a Q hole.
Awesome. I gotta join you in the Q hole, buddy.
I've been pilled. No, I'm listening to a podcast that came to me ambiently. It's called QAnon Anonymous. Funny guys. They're kind of Chapo adjacent, but they're a little bit less abrasive. I think I found out about them through like Majority Report or something like that. But yeah, it's like they have like guests on who are like subject matter experts to talk about like certain aspects of the Q conspiracy. Like it started back in 2018 and goes to present day. And they do like Q news reports and stuff and talk about the drops and things like that. Just basically to like laugh at these people, but also kind of express a certain amount of sympathy for like how people just kind of get taken in, sure, to believing this, you know, because like the conditions of our actual lives right now are so fucking unreal that it, like this still like that seems like a reasonable course of action to follow to some people who have predispositions and stuff.
I'll have to check that out because I am definitely interested in examinations. I've listened to a couple of them, but
their first episode was recorded relatively recently. Like they went back and did like a primer. So if you listen to episode one, they'll like give you a good rundown on stuff, and then you can like pick and choose topics. But yeah, like I don't know, QAnon is not going away. There are actual like congressional candidates who are full on believers in it, who are just like going to become a new caucus. They're going to become a new constituency in our, you know, if they win, which, you know, who knows, they might, you know, if they get into power, you know, they're going to be bringing all these concerns. Like, I don't know. It's not going away. So it probably benefits us to know. Yeah. It sucks.
Yeah,
I hate it here so much.
Astounding. Absolutely astounding.
Yeah.
You know? The mole children.
The mole children.
It's like, it's just very funny to me. Yeah. I don't know. You know? And there's, you know, if we have any listeners who are Q Americans who think that I am laughing at the idea of sex trafficking.
No, it's horrifying.
I assure you, I'm not.
Yeah.
It's really scary. I watched Taken on a Plane and I almost cried.
Taken on a Plane, is that like a Snakes on a Plane?
Snaking
like
on
a sequel? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no. Snaking on a Plane.
Yeah.
Apostrophe. But I was just like I'd never seen that movie. I was very sad because the idea of like getting people hooked on drugs against their will is like a very scary, sad idea to me.
One of the things that kind of like led to me like getting a little bit more politically aware, specifically when I was in college, was I was taking a human rights class. And okay. One book I read was The Dark Side by Jane Mayer, talking about the torture of Gitmo. That was horrifying. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I read for that was a book called A Crime So Monstrous, where like a guy sets out saying like, how far do I have to go? What do I have to do to get into like a sex tourism situation? Like how accessible is it, you know, is sex tourism to just somebody who lives in New York? Turns out that it was like a ridiculously small amount of money and an hour and a half plane ride to an island. That's all that it took. It goes into describing like the actual last problem of this. And I get kind of frustrated at Q because they are taking this incredibly serious thing and basically trivializing it by making it into a part of this huge story. See also any politician who is anti-sex work who goes and uses human trafficking as a as an excuse to shut down something like Backpage, right?
It's not helpful.
No,
this Trump winked twice during this press appearance.
Mm-hmm.
So that means this.
Yeah.
And I know because my uncle works at Nintendo.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Reddit post shit is not actually solving the problem.
No.
And that is just like one of the most horrifying things.
Yeah. One of the worst possible things that exists. Yeah. No.
It makes mobsters seem quaint.
Yeah.
Like at this point, rather than trafficking me, just tell me to fuck off and like yell at me about a sandwich.
Yeah.
Or Motley Crue, you know, I'll take it.
Yeah. It is a wonderful fantasy that I will jump back into and watch 7 seasons of during the COVID quarantine, which a lot of people did, you know, because this is a less stressful reality for me.
Yeah. And it's mostly about dream sequences that reveal what you really want.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it's probably got some appeal on that level.
Yeah.
Oh man. I've got a eBay page open here for an unopened Coca-Cola can factory air for $23,000 free shipping.
Okay.
And I can't tell why. Why this is worth $23,000.
Okay.
Can you send me a link
because I mean the Patreon is doing well, but not
sure.
Can of Coke for the cost of like a decked out Kia Soul.
Yeah, several cars.
Yes.
A house in my hometown.
Right. No. Okay, so unopened Coca-Cola can factory error. This is being sold from Fort Mitchell, Kentucky. That's part of the Cincinnati metro area. You there, Gary?
Yeah, sorry about that noise. I was picking up Pocket's toy because he's a so here this address suffering. This kind of shit can stay in.
Yeah,
his toy. If you've heard this noise before,
yeah,
it's
like a ball track, right?
It's a ball track. Now he's realized he can just push the entire thing. I flip it over to silence it.
Okay.
He's now just pushing the whole thing around.
Oh.
And treating the entire track as a toy.
Gotcha.
To push around. And now he's in the pocket. I'm going to put this back on the ground. But you have to stop, dude. I'm going to start putting like a weight on top of it. He's like, yeah, weird that he's getting stronger.
Oh, he's a big cat. You shared a video of him. He's like the length of a mini golf course. Field. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a big boy.
Yes.
Yeah. Look at this Coke. Man.
Yeah.
Should we buy this? We could get it by the 17th and it's the 13th when we're recording.
Right. So. Yeah. No. So if you wanted it by the weekend, so here's my concern. If I thought that this was going to increase in value, I would say, yes, we can do a little bit of Coke can arbitrage.
Sure.
There are no details provided here.
Isn't that weird? And it gets 15 views per hour. 15.
But I mean, it's
viewed a lot.
It's novelty tourists like us, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea. It's just, it's very weird. $23,000. Oh, I mean, or best offer.
Okay. Okay. No, I think the OBO is doing a lot of work there.
A lot of work in that one. How much did you pay for this Coke?
I don't know, probably like 75 cents. Well, 50 cents if it was in a, yeah. I'm looking at this. So this one, no, I wouldn't pay anything for it because it expired in 2017.
Yeah, it's very old.
Yes, it's extremely old. I'm trying to look here. All that I have, so there are what appears to be 5 photos of this. There's the front of the can, there's the back of the can, then there's the front of the can again.
Yep.
Then there's the top and the bottom.
Yeah.
What's this?
And the bottom has some text on it about the expiration.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's all we got.
Empty and unopened original Coca-Cola can in mint condition. That's the full description. So it's empty, but mm-hmm. it's still sealed.
Yeah. But if you go down to similar items, we got one of those on sale for $5.
Yes.
Down here at the bottom. So yeah. Here, like, check this one out here. This is $5 plus $11 shipping. We could also make an offer.
Right. But
what is there anything that makes that one worth $23,000?
I don't.
This one worth $5.
They look functionally identical, but I think that
Coca-Cola cans.
I think that I might be revealing myself as a rube here. Like, I think maybe we have accidentally wandered into somebody's wheelhouse and they're going to fucking murder us for getting this CNN? Wrong.
Do you think these are codes?
I think it might, like,
give me an extra small crystal Pepsi.
Oh God, no. Jesus Christ. Fuck's sake, man. So there's a Diet Coke can, and I really like this because to prove, so this is a $10,000 Diet Coke can, holiday themed, okay. And to prove that it is authentic and empty, they have it set on what appears to be a very sensitive scale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Empty factory sealed Coke can. What in the world?
It's this stuff's real wild. This apparently is a subculture.
So like there are some of them that like there are items here that seem to make sense, right? So here is a a Warren Buffett Coca-Cola can. Yeah. Empty unopened can for $31.
Yeah.
Just got Warren Buffett's face printed on the side. We have a dancing Coke can for $75. That's a fun little novelty toy that I could see being.
I remember those.
Yeah. There's an unopened 1989 Ghostbusters can.
I can see that. And some of these are clearly antiques, like Graff's grape soda. That's real scary.
Yeah.
You know, so some of these are like old timey sodas.
Yeah.
But this is a whole world. And the way I got into this world.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm curious about this.
Is because I was Google. I was watching when you called. I was watching a training video on Crystal Pepsi, and I Googled Crystal Pepsi.
Okay.
And this popped up.
Right. Right.
Because I just wanted to. I couldn't remember what it tasted like.
It just tastes like Pepsi. What
Crystal Pepsi tasted like.
Yeah. Mm.
No, not according to the internet.
Okay. No. Like a while back when they reissued Pepsi, Crystal Pepsi, I got a 6-pack of it, and I drank some of it on air here on this show, actually. And it tasted like Pepsi to me. What does the internet say it tastes like?
Like a lighter version of Pepsi.
Okay.
So yeah. Got you there, Ross.
All right, cool.
I've been watching training videos, I guess is the point. That's the segue I was making.
Right, right. And this is an emergency. I can't go on to a tube talking because you're watching training. Like, define.
Well, they're all different channels.
Well, yes. So
hard to do.
No, more of an omnibus kind of thing. No, so you mentioned watching a Crystal Pepsi training video, which you said was just a video of like facts about Crystal Pepsi. But then you mentioned a Pizza Hut training video, and then I kind of went to see. So
the Pizza Hut one's real good. It's all about the specific kind of, you know, part of this is just 80s aesthetics.
Yeah.
You know, like that's what you're watching is 90s and 80s like music and like Tim and Eric-esque VHS quality.
Yeah. I'm especially interested in the title cards and transitions and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of the fun part. And just you seeing a different type of person that you see anymore. Like, you know, whenever you see like media from a different decade, I'm like, man, they don't make that kind of guy anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't make the skinny curly haired nerd with an extra round face and big glasses. Yeah.
No, they just not accidents anymore.
No.
You know, and there's several of them that were made by Nintendo. And those are really charming because you get to see a bunch of old, weird Nintendo retail iconography. Like some guy trying to sell the cleaning kit.
Yeah. And oh, God, that cleaning kit.
Yeah, dude.
I love that cleaning kit.
Like, this is all part of, like, your 10th Bob Burgers rewatch, my continual Simpsons meandering. Like, all of this, you know, the theme of July on Duckfeed is regress. Regress. And that's all this is just me being like, man, I remember when Pizza Hut used to look like that.
Yeah, I
remember. That's the end. There's no joke. That's the sentence.
They used to bring you the pop in pitchers, and the glasses were red, and they had kind of a cracked glass texture to them. Yeah. I remember that.
And then I'm seeing like what would it be like to work at a Pizza Hut, which would be horrible.
It'd be bad.
I'm sure, but... In the video they put something called fairy dust on the pizza, which is just like a mix of like salt and cheese.
Now if you order a Pizza Hut pizza, that would be called Hut Classic, as a crust topping. Yes,
you get that Hut, and they're talking about the Hut Classic and stuff, and just two, you know, ladies that they don't make anymore, talking about Hut, you know, magic, you know, sprinkle magic dust, fairy dust that they're putting on the pizza and stuff, and it's just like, wow, look at that computer, that's old. You know, and that's all I got.
Yeah,
that's all I've been doing. It's the end of it. It's real weird, man.
Yeah, no, there's nothing more to say about it. I prefer the look at that computer and nostalgia. There's a very good Twitter account that I've been following recently called Comp Aesthetics. I forget if there's an underscore there or not.
Yeah.
Sorry about that noise. That's all right. Don't worry.
I'm still managing pocket.
It's abject suffering. So, don't worry. It's a constant pocket fight. No, but Comp Aesthetics, they just occasionally show like old ass computer equipment, but also like old ass environments that a computer would be in.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm pulling that bad boy up.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, look at that. I know, right?
Yeah, that's old.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, baby, look at that Counter-Strike. That tomb. Oh, the guy's gamer tomb.
Yep.
Oh, he's got a gamer tomb. Oh, yeah, and this has goon layer appeal.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple goon layers in here.
That's a
pro follower there.
It's a very good Twitter follow. And like it is the kind of thing that I would use to like go on Tumblr for, which is just, you know, images of a particular theme. But here, you know, just like abandoned places or any other kind of thing, it drops some of these photos in my timeline to balance out the nightmares.
Yeah, this is real good shit.
Yes, I figured you would enjoy it.
Real good shit.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I was gonna say this time travel thing. A fun way for me, and I wanted to turn you on to a resource about this. I found a website, and I'm going to send it to you in the Slack because I don't want them to get shut down.
Okay.
That just has basically scans of every old RPG book that I couldn't think of.
What?
Yep.
Oh, I need to rescue this.
Yeah, so don't say it on air because I don't want a Streisand effect it.
Right.
But I have been reading... I've been reading Shadowrun modules that I had when I was like 16.
Oh.
And there is like, I was reading words yesterday that I hadn't read in 25 years.
This is not like a spaceship. This is a time machine, my friend.
It destroyed me. I'm like remembering turns of phrase, or I would turn the page and see an image and just be like, ah, like, It's wild as hell, dude.
Oh my
like,
god!
This is our old man day because there's this, and we're gonna record an episode about golf later.
Yeah.
This is like as old and white as we've ever been.
I'm owning it. I'm owning it. Like,
oh, yeah.
This is right down. So I've got an uncle who basically lives the exact life that I want to live. Like he lives out in he lives out in a very remote house in Amish country. Like all of his neighbors are Amish, and like his like what he like the way his house is decorated and what he has all around. He just goes and hunts for like antique vintage tins and boxes and signs of things.
Yeah.
So like from even before, because he was a little bit born in the mid-60s or whatever, but just like, I don't know, there's something about like an ancient kind of rusty headache powder tin on a shelf that immediately activates the kind of person that I want to be.
Yeah. I'm with you, man.
And I'm going to lean into that. I've got no shame. I've got no compunction about being that man.
Yeah. I just thinking about, like, I was like, why would somebody have shame? And then just pre-exhausted myself thinking about discourse around it. Like,
yeah,
you know, oh, like harkening back to a time where things were bad. I'm like, no.
Just
looking at ass. Please leave me alone.
I like the aesthetic. Like, please.
It's just an aesthetic. Please.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like, in the staff pick section on this thing, they've got the Book of Erotic Fantasy. I remember like furtively downloading this off of like Napster and then like printing out particular pages to read.
Yeah, it was definitely a thing. And the nice thing about this website is it's not all that.
Right. You know? No. Like, they've got it broken down by system and stuff. They have like new releases. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah, no. This cannot be.
The new releases is probably what makes me scared that it's going to get shut down, because people are probably not protecting the second edition Shadowrun books, which is the thing that I want.
Yes.
So I've been going through and downloading, archiving some stuff from this
on my actual hard drive
in case it goes away, like MU Paradise or whatever.
Yes. Rest in peace.
Yeah, absolutely. Rest in peace.
But yeah,
like,
yeah,
but this is
there's like a 2019 Eberron source book here. Like, yeah, that's straight up illegal.
I'm not like super into it. That's not what I'm here for, too. No, so that's the thing that makes me feel like a little bit bad about supporting the site. It's like they do stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But honestly, it's like just, you know, man, the complete Chronomancer's Handbook from second edition D&D. Like,
there's even, you know,
fuck me up.
There's even like what appears to be either fan stuff. Like, I see a Diablo. It's like a Diablo 2 D&D second edition. Yeah.
It rescues fan works. I think the Fallout RPG is on here that they made. That you can actually get that from GOG as well. But yeah, there's like a source book that's like the Fallout.
Oh wow.
RPG.
Oh, and they even have open source stuff here too. So like D6. Yeah. No, this is
something for daddies. Yeah.
We've talked about nostalgia and we've talked about being an old man prematurely. I give no shits about it. I will be an old man. That's fine.
Yeah.
I've got
this stuff is legit. Yeah. And if I can, you know, have the complete Planescape, you know, books saved, that's great. I want it.
No, I just want to flip through these on my iPad before I fall asleep. Oh my God. They have map assets.
It's so harmless.
Yeah.
You know, like, it just feels like how can it can't be that, like, I want to look at the 1993 TSR catalog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how is this hurting anybody? Like, you could probably repackage this and sell it to me.
But we're not
doing it.
We should make a point to say that we are not specifically glorifying any way in which D&D has been racist in the past, because that is a current dialogue that is happening right now. It is seriously just about looking back at the old stuff. I don't even know that we need to like engage with that. I just wanted to make sure people didn't misunderstand our affection for like not being aware that that's a conversation that's being had.
Yeah, I'm very aware it's a conversation. It would be intensely dishonest for me to pretend that I'm not interested in like old D&D shit.
Yes. Yeah.
I can't lie in general, and I'm not going to lie to, you know, to listeners about that. So like, yeah, I like the stuff.
And
go
listen to episodes of Monster in My Podcast where we decry the idea, where we decry anything that seems racially, you know, coded. And also like the idea of like an inherently evil race. Like we have touched on that.
Inherently evil
before.
Race is a dumb idea.
Yes.
Like I've been saying that forever. Like I don't think that is, but I just get frustrated when it has to be coupled to the aesthetics and nostalgia. Like, it's like, yeah, that sucks. Mm-hmm. That sucks. Alignment's pretty lousy too. That's a dumb idea. You know, they get like all these things are dumb, but it doesn't really matter to me that it's dumb, because I'm not trying to make the best possible thing, or like, I'm not just trying to find the perfect system for this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find the one that like sends me into a weird time travel hole.
Yes.
You know, and has dorky illustrations that I think are really funny.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's like a bunch of new stuff on this too. Wow. There's like a whole, there's a whole system called All Flesh Must Be Eaten. Which seems pretty fun.
I've owned that before.
Have you?
Yeah. But during my zombie days.
Yeah.
Like I had my really intense zombie phase in my mid 20s.
Uh huh.
Like where I was buying books
what
and shit.
What is this? The Alien RPG.
Mm-hmm. Huh. They made one for basically everything.
Yeah.
is good. Wow. Is good.
I'm happy to share
this with you.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
You know that people are going to be coming at you wanting a slice of this.
Well, they don't get it. It's only for close friends and people I know in real life and people who know how to Google. So
wait a minute, magazines. Oh boy.
Yeah, I know. The magazine section is not as intense as I want it to be.
Yeah.
I've been actually buying some old magazines of stuff. Like I bought a lot. I used to get a magazine called Toy Fair that was collections of action figures.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought like a lot of 20 of them. And that's also incredibly fucking time travel.
Yeah.
Story. Like I'm just like, here's an ad I saw. that I looked at like for more than a minute.
Yeah, no, that I actively inspected because I thought that maybe the product might be cool.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how much I don't want like that stuff anymore.
Uh-huh.
Again, it's just simpler times.
A lot of these early tabletop magazines, like they've got a whole run of like Avalon Hill stuff, and when we say these magazines, it's not like all current events. Like there's like little modules, like miniature adventures and stuff and supplements in here. Yeah.
It specifically doesn't have Dungeon Magazine and Dragon Magazine because I think those are still being sold.
Yeah.
In some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
And those would be the ones I'd most want.
Right.
Or InQuest Magazine, which was about Magic cards. And those are now rare, which drives me crazy. I've got an eBay alert set up and they're expensive for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow. This rules. I will be happy to jump into that time machine. Ooh, Wizards basic adventure game. With illustrations by Ralph Bakshi.
Yeah.
I am ready for this to be incredibly horny. Oh my God.
You look at World of Darkness on here.
Uh-huh.
Like every single one of those vampire like clan books
from
old World of Darkness is super fun and like interesting
and
not useful. Like nobody plays that game.
No.
That game is horseshit. The same thing with this Shadowrun stuff, like they're bad games.
Uh-huh.
Earth Dawn, I'm not gonna play Earth Dawn.
No, but I'll read the shit out of Earth Dawn because there's cool ideas there. Yeah.
Yep. this also has the novels, so if you ever wanted to read all of the Shadowrun or Vampire the Masquerade novels, it has them.
Ooh, I want to find out
choice.
I want to find out if I should make a deal with a dragon.
I'd recommend against it.
Okay.
So,
Gary, I just need to like send this image of you of what appears to be like a Viking.
Send an image of me.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Your balls are hanging out, dude. We talked about that. Don't do that when we record.
Yeah.
You sat in some gum. Don't do it.
Sat in some gum. No, I'm gonna put this here. It's in the Ralph Bakshi collection.
Okay.
But just an image of what appears to be like a Viking warrior emptying an assault rifle into something that is just off frame.
It's a really weird
dress. I love it. It's so good.
Yeah. He's a Viking warrior because he's got Loki's horns.
Yes.
That looks like either of us could have drawn that.
Yep.
God, I love how amateurish like tabletop stuff was back in the day. Like it's still there's still like a big amateur scene, but like back when this first started, this shit would be all there was. Like you get this published stuff that looks like sub notebook.
Mm-hmm. Drawings. And like I've been on a real kick of getting like D&D like 5th edition stuff, like the Sword Coast manual is actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to that new Icewind Dale book that's going to be coming out here shortly. Just stuff like that. But like it's all very, very slick. Like after you guys did Vampiradise on Duckfest, I just straight up ordered the Vampire the Masquerade 5th edition or whatever it is. And that's a beautiful fucking book. But like there is something that is lost by not having something just as awkward as this.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I'm exceedingly into it.
Yeah.
This is a fun way to get into read. It's a fun non-nutritive way to read.
Good.
I'm going to run some Shadowrun at some point.
Yeah.
Is the idea. I want to run it with a different system because all the Shadowrun systems are horrible.
Right.
But do a greatest hits of like all the big stories from second edition.
That'd be fun.
For my game group. I think that'd be really fun.
Yeah.
Like Universal Brotherhood and Bug City and Harlequin and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
Nice. Well, Gary, we have a wafter record, so we might want to cut this off. Yeah. No, because you got us
into nothing good on GamesFAQ, and there's nothing good really about this game. It's just shooting and yelling and punching. Like, it's not, it's a very minor game.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The Soprano.
Mm-hmm. Just weird. It is weird that they got, like, all of the actual cast to come in, because it seems like, I don't know, it seems like James Gandolfini might say, no, fuck that.
One of Gandolfini's few, vanishingly few credits.
No, no. You know? Well, because because he hooked onto The Sopranos and basically transformed physically along with his character and died an early death because of it.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with a parting gift, Cole.
Okay.
In the resources section, there's a way that just breaks us down by bestiaries. So there's just, I don't know, 75 tabletop bestiaries.
I'm going to get a strap for my glasses. That way they do not fall off when there is time now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is amazing. Yeah. Fighting fantasy out of the pit. Oh, it's just a bunch of fighting fantasy demons. Oh my God.
You want to get out of that pit?
No, I want to be in the pit.
Get in the pit. Get out of the pit. I want to go in and out of the pit. This has unreleased books too. That's crazy. This fucking owns. I losing my mind.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing for the last several nights. I had a really rough weekend.
Yeah.
And, apologies for to people listening for this weird episode and the weird WAF episode.
Yeah.
They're about to record. But it's been a bad time.
Uh-huh.
And my brain's not doing good.
No.
And this has been all I've been doing for like a couple of days because it's all I can do.
Yeah.
So thank you for being patient with our madness, and we'll get back to,
Yeah.
We got some really good jokes about Big Pussy coming in the future as well.
Yeah. So. We'll put a pin in all the pussy material.
Welcome to me.
Oh man, I desperately need to like blacklist this site, or forbidden list this site, or whatever it should be called, so I do not get distracted while we record.
Yeah.
So
I wish there was a way to like archive an entire site.
I want to download everything, but I know that would be terrible for their bandwidth, so I need to be very tactical about it.
I wish I could just like drag and drop things from this rather than having to do the whole right click shaboo.
It's
like to call that.
Wow. Okay. If you like the show, you can support us on Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. At $5 a month, you get 2 extra episodes of the show and like bonus shows, like Unfilmable, which is our show about how Lovecraft stories and Lovecraftian ideas are adapted to, movie and television.
Yeah. To the screen, silver and otherwise.
Hmm.
And we appreciate you listening. You can also leave us ratings, reviews, and, support your boys in general. And, we'll all get through this. Stay inside.
Yes.
Wear a mask.
Yep.
It'll be all right.
Take care of yourself and each other. Okay.
That's not our sign off, Cole. We have a real sign off.
Oh, we have a real sign off. Oh, I thought that was poignant enough that I could have I have to do the actual one.
You can't cheat the listeners.
Yeah. So until next time, just give Greta the mic and let her handle it.
Hey Greta.
Yeah, she's asleep.
And people will hang in there. We'll get through it.
Yeah. That's not the sign off.
It's just stealing your sincerity.
All right. Very good.
Cole wants to fuck around with that cat stuff. Me? We're in this together, okay?
I'm looking out for you.